Case number 10,362, Wendy M. Bauer, north of North Bay Shore Drive, northwest of Georgia Avenue, being Lot 8, Block H, Section 1, within Broadkill Beach. We're seeking a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Thank you. May it please the board, Mr. Burrell. My name is Larry W. Pfeiffer. I represent the applicant. My address is 1201 Savannah Road.
You don't need to be sworn, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you. As I said, I represent the applicant who is seeking a variance for the side yard setbacks on both sides of the subject lot. As you can see by reference to the plot, which is attached to the application, applicant has had a house designed which is of somewhat unique geometrical dimensions. It is a 12-sided edifice, and the two of those 12 sides are parallel with the adjoining side lot lines. Design was from a company which specializes in these types of projects and these types of designs. And as designed, the applicant will need, in order to proceed with your permission, a 2.75-inch, 2 3/4 inches variance into the 10-foot setback for the wall, the two walls which adjoin the two lot lines. And since the roof extends an additional 3 feet, 10.5 inches beyond that point, there would be required a 2 foot, 1 1/4 inch variance of encroachment, if you will, into the into that overhang limitation. It is my understanding from reference to the code that there is a 2 foot grace area for overhangs and roof cornices and things of that nature. So very simply, what the applicant is requesting is that the board grant a variance for the side yard setbacks of 2 3/4 inches for the walls of the house, and 2 feet, 1 1/4 inches into the overhang. Mm-hmm. I believe that there are unique circumstances or conditions. It is a very narrow lot, and in order to accommodate this. A home on this lot, on this site, it would not be uncommon to seek a variance, I believe, for the side yard setbacks because of the narrowness of the lot. It cannot otherwise be utilized in order to accommodate this plan, obviously. The hardship or exceptional practical difficulty being the narrowness was not created by the applicant. The proposed variance and the resulting structure will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. This is in Broadkill Beach, and I'm sure that many of you are familiar with that area, which has a diverse number of architectural types. So this would not be at all unusual in that neighborhood. And lastly, I think it's apparent that the applicant is seeking the minimal variance required in order to accommodate the project, which is intended. I might add, by way of historical reference, back in 2006, the same applicant applied for a variance and was granted a variance for a 2-foot encroachment on both sides. At that time, of course, it had to be used within a year or it lapsed, and it did lapse because my client was unable economically or financially to proceed at that point. But things have changed, fortunately, for my client, and she's now able to proceed. And so what she's asking for at this point is really less than what she was granted 2 years ago. I'd be happy to address any questions if there are.
So what is the total, including the overhang, what is your total variance you're looking for? Including the overhang.
The overhang encroaches 3 feet, 10.5 inches. So it looks like they're looking for a 4 foot.
4 foot?
Right.
4 foot.
Okay. Right. That's 4 foot, it's 4 foot, 1 inch, 1.5 inches.
Variance. 1.5?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the total variance that I come up with. I was just...
Mr. Pfeiffer, why is it that your client can't build a house within the setback requirements?
Apparently because the designs that she has reviewed were for whatever reason unacceptable to her, except for this particular one.
Are you suggesting that the lot's unique because of its narrow width?
Yes, sir, I am.
Other than this design, could you get another home other than this design on that lot without going through a variance? Have you ever tried anything else?
I suppose that would be possible, Mr. Rickards. I think that... What she has done here is an attempt at that. As I mentioned earlier, her previous plan would have encroached, the walls would have encroached into the setbacks by a full 2 feet. So she has reduced a substantial amount, over 1.5 feet on each side of what that previous variance allowed.
Sir, if this happened to get denied, what's she going to do then?
I have no idea, Mr. Workman. I would think she'll just have to go back to the drawing boards.
Getting a setback.
Okay. Based on the information you've given us, Mr. Pfeiffer, I can only see where the request only meets 2 of the 5 standards for granting a variance, because one of them is it can't otherwise be developed. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. One, that it's not created by the applicant, self-explanatory, and a minimum variance. I don't see where this request addresses those standards.
Well, under the, I'm sorry, Mr. Mills, you're saying that the could not otherwise be developed.
Yeah, the 5 standards are to show uniqueness, which I think you've shown, or suggested, and that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. Which again, I think you've addressed that well. But the other 3 standards, by which the county requires that we consider in granting a variance are that it can't otherwise be developed, that it's not created by an applicant, and that it's a minimal variance.
Well, the applicant, I don't think it's required to show that it absolutely cannot be developed, otherwise developed, but that the variance, only to show that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Of course, we would submit that a reasonable use of the property would include a 2 3/4 inch variance on either side. The reason for the variance is that primarily, you know, if it were a wider lot, if it were a 75-foot or 100-foot lot, as most lots are these days, it would be there would not be any problem with this design, which I think has been made as narrow as it can be. And the applicant did not create the width of the lot. And again, the applicant is asking for the very minimum variance that would be needed to afford relief.
Perhaps I would suggest that your applicant was already granted the minimum in 2 feet and not 4.
That's the reason I asked for the total variance. Mm-hmm.
It's 4 feet, 1 1/2 inches. And didn't you say earlier that this is the only design that your client wanted? She looked at several, but she wanted this one?
This is the only design that she has submitted to me, Mr. Calloway.
Okay. So there is others that she could go with, and that would fit within this. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not a house designer, but I suppose that there must be a way to make a house less than, let me see, there's 10 feet on either side, so that leaves 30 feet to work with, I guess, as long as it didn't have an overhang. I would also note that the greater part of what this variance is asked for, as we look at the 10-foot lines on each side, is for a roof overhang and not for the walls of the structure.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, I'd like to look at this again. Well, okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You have a show of hands? There's three of you. Okay, if you all would like to speak, if you please come forward and be sworn in. You can sit right down on the
center, please. Thank you.
Names and addresses, please.
My name is Donald H. Benson, and I live at 604 Dorchester Drive, Sherwood Park, Lincoln, Delaware. 704 over in North Bay Shore Drive.
Okay.
North Shore.
Don't go away, just okay. Let everybody. Yeah.
My name is Audrey K. Benson, and I live at 604 Dorchester Drive, Wilmington, Delaware.
It's less real.
Georgia.
And would you all raise your hands on the bottom, please? And is this testimony you're about to give the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You should have a letter from Catherine and Stephen Schaefer.
Okay, do you have a letter, Bud, from the Schaefers?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for hearing me. And what we want to say is we are really opposed to the setbacks. When we bought our property in 2000. Before we bought our property, we come over here and we checked on setbacks, and we were told 10 feet from each side, 10 foot to the back, and we're naturally on North Bay Shore Drive, so we're 45 foot back in the front because we have an extra long lot. I think our lot is 138 feet on one side and 120 on the other side, but it's within the code.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we would like to see happen here. As long as it's in the code, that we're concerned about the setbacks on the sides.
Okay, sir.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I have the exact same size lot as Mrs. Bauer, and I was able to build a lovely home, and they are very narrow lots, and a variance would just make it so close, it would not be bearable, actually.
Are you right next to her?
I am right next to her. Exact same lot. So 10 years ago when I built my home, I had the same issue with the variant with the setbacks, and I was able to find a model that I love very much. So please just keep that in mind. 10 feet is not a lot. Okay.
So you folks are on each side of her?
I'm on the east side. They're on the west side.
And Schaefer's is
behind. Schaefer is behind.
Can I show you this? Can I show you the
You can. You can bring it over here.
We have a parcel tax parcel map.
What are you looking at, the parcel map? Let me see what you're looking at.
Here's our lot here. It's 100 feet. And this is Darlington. This is Mrs. Darlington here. This is Schaefer. Schaefer's been two lots, and they built on here, and that's fine.
Okay.
And that's why we bought here was because of this size.
Okay.
So we're talking about lots.
Talking about lots. He's talking about lot 55, okay, 61, 62, 59, okay. Surrounded there. And the, there you can, they have a copy of that.
Okay,
12
and 13.
My name is Audrey Vincent, and I think we should all apply by planning and zoning rules.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if you're any opposition.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a letter from, I guess it's, who is it? I'm trying to see who it is. Schaefer, all right, Stephen Schaefer. And they're opposed to a request for a similar size home. They would like him to get a similar size home of different designs, and it could be built in a lot without need for a variance. And they go on to say the same thing, that they've had larger homes put, I mean, they've had homes put on the same size lots. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You just got one letter?
Yes, from Schaefer. We've had five in opposition. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,362 under advisement.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,362 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number.